Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. All righty then. Okay. Yes, we did play Beautiful by Christina Aguilera yesterday, and I did sing, and
did a very good job.
Well, I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was pretty good, didn't you think?
I don't think you need any work on it.
It was okay. It was a little tough to get those high notes, but...
True, but your high note is much different than her high notes.
Oh, my God. Mine is like... My high note's like down here.
See, you can't copy her exactly.
No.
You know, tone for tone.
No, you cannot.
So you should just stick with
your own. Can there be anyone? You know, the closest that I've heard that someone has come to really be in the range of Christina Aguilera was Catherine McPhee. The runner-up on the, of course, yes, the American Idol. That's the closest I've heard. Now, let me just say this. Wow, this is great because she's back. She is back. Stephanie Dorham is back in the house. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, and we do have a lot of first-time listeners. I mean, I'm just watching all of the folks that are tuning in on the internet and all of the folks that are have been tuning in and signing up for the newsletter. And, you know, this has been fabulous. So, first time, I want you to know that my segment host is Stephanie Dorham. On Fridays, Stephanie joins the show and has been doing so since September and sharing her work, sharing her wisdom, and, of course, what she is doing right now, and you'll hear more about this, including why she wasn't on the show last week. What she's doing is she is taking her message out into the world, her message of sacred contracts. She is a graduate from CMED, which is Carolyn Mace's institute, and also certified life coach, hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner. And so all of this coupled with her business acumen and all of the work she's done in business as a very, very successful entrepreneur brings to the table everything that one would want in a coach to help you live life full out. So when you work with Stephanie, of course you're going to get the metaphysical. Of course you're going to get the stuff about sacred contracts. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for a career, if you're looking for business, if you're looking to dig below the crust, you're going to get an unbelievable awakening. And she was not with us last week. And yes, and but she is here today. So welcome home.
Bless your heart for saying so. I have a little bit of a cold for all this traveling that I've been doing. It is so glad. I'm so glad to be back. It's like I'm really sitting here. There you are. There Benny is.
I know.
And I'm home. And it feels good to be back.
It does. We really missed you. We did. We missed you. And so where were you? What were you doing?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I think, I called in. And we, for those of you who may not have been listening that particular day, I was in the Sacramento area working on a nonprofit that assists people in buying their first home. And it's actually a television program, and the recipients are not aware of what's going on, and the friends and the family all come together and they turn a house into a home, so to speak, and they paint and they clean and they replace light fixtures and they plant plants, and so I was invited to attend that set, and I had the producer call in and kind of explain what that was. But you know what's interesting, Pat, is that that is one of the things, like why I was there that day, or why last week when I was on another set in Dallas, I couldn't get to a phone line. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I've agreed to show up. It was almost like I kind of opened this little door about what this project was.
Yes.
And we're involved through one of our other entities, so I was aware of it kind of from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like all I did was work on a contract negotiation for some coaching services with this particular entity. And before you know it, the little door that was just kind of peeked open and I had a little light coming through, it's almost like spirit went and flung the door open.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm just immersed in what exactly, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to follow it. And so...
From your heart, from your gut, you knew you had to follow it.
You know, and I had a phone call this morning from a client in California who was having... wanted to get my input on a couple of options that they had. And the bottom line was, it's like, I can't tell you what to do. And she said, but I want you to. And I said, well, I can't do that. And she said, well, let me put it this way. Would you follow your heart or would you follow your gut?
Huh?
I said, I don't know. What'd you do? She said, I want to follow my heart. And I said, then go for it. Because your heart can lead your gut. And when we get that feeling in our tummy, that cat, so many times it can be mind chatter. We've talked about
Absolutely.
The difference between mind chatter and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd already made a choice to do something different anyway. But that's kind of how I feel about being involved in this project. From the inquiring mind's viewpoint, it's really part of my own sacred contract.
Well, did you know it was part of your sacred contract?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Okay, because that's what I think, that's what I want to share with everyone, because this is sometimes the way this happens. Before we do that, though, I had asked you to pull a card for today's show. I'm not sure why I asked that, because I don't think I ever asked that. But I just felt something about today's show. I wanted a card.
Well, the card that came up is the orphan child. Now, remember, we have survival archetypes.
I want another card.
You want a different one? No, the orphan
is
awesome.
It's okay.
I love the orphan.
That was
I love
good.
The orphan. The orphan child is one of the survival archetypes. We've got four of them.
Yep, there we go. Okay.
You know, we have the prostitute, and we have the victim, we have the saboteur, and then we have the child archetype. It's one of our power 12.
Mm.
And within the child archetype, there are different versions of the child. The orphan child, when you think of a picture in your mind about what that would be, it would be kind of like they're standing on their own. And even though they may be involved in a family situation that isn't necessarily a step situation or an orphan, actual in the literal term, but to be within something that where you feel as though you've been orphaned and or abandoned. So, Pat, if we're pulling it for the show, what is it about our program here today that is going to take the strength or the attributes associated with the orphan and march through things? Because they can see. They just do. They create. So tell me, how do you feel about that? Is the orphan okay now?
I totally get what this is about. No, I do. I really do get what this is about. And, you know, thank you for reminding me of the strength of the orphan. And, you know, what that also means, and for me, if I go back in my life, I want to say that, you know, I was not a, quote, orphan. I was right. not. But there have been times in my life where I felt like that. The death of my mother at 8 years old.
Physically.
You know what
abandoned.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, physically abandoned.
Right.
And so I totally understand that. So the question is, what part of, since we are pulling it around radio,
right.
what part of radio it causes me to feel a sense of abandonment? Is that the question? Or is that what I should contemplate, that question?
Or independence.
Yes, okay, because that is, that's the other side of that. As you, I don't think many of you know this, but we are considered an independent radio show. We love being considered an independent radio show. And what that means is, in case you don't know, we buy airtime. And we buy the airtime, and I do in particular, because this is truly what I hear in my heart. And through the grace of our sponsors, people like Stephanie, we get to provide you with the weekly programming. And, you know, so if you're out there and you have a powerful message to take out in the world, let us know about it, and we will make sure it gets out there. It's a win-win. We help you get your message out there, and you help us continue to keep our message out there. So that's what we call sponsorship. And Stephanie has been a supporter and a sponsor of this show for a long time, and it is part of independence. That independence mode seems to be coming up a lot, not just for me, but the people around me as well. Is that coming up for you?
Very much so. Absolutely.
Because, you know, I want to just be clear. Stephanie is on every Friday and will continue to be on. We're looking to get her equipment.
Yes.
So that if she's not here.
I'm going to be a roadshow. Yes.
You're actually looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I am actually, because I've already spoken. There is a schedule that I would be traveling again, and I have spoken with a couple of people about doing maybe a live coaching session with the people involved, the families, the friends of the recipients of the home. But, and you know, what's interesting about the shadow of the orphan child is the ability to overcome creating a sense of a surrogate family that is dysfunctional.
We'll hold that thought, because that's going to be what we're going to hop off on when we come back from break. You're here listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My segment host right now is Stephanie Durham, Sacred Contracts. We will be right back. We're going to be opening up the phone lines today as well. Stay tuned. Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion, or a just plain tired feeling, take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Escape to a world of yarn and teas like no other. Village Yarn and Tea in Shoreline invites you to their haven of creativity and relaxation. Come see the luscious cotton, wool, blended yarns and teas from around the world. Just starting out and need lessons or need accessories for the complete knitting project? Then make Village Yarn and Tea your destination. For more information, see us online at villageyarnandtea.com. Escape to a world of yarn and teas. Village Yarn and Tea on Ballinger Way in Shoreline, a place to sip and knit.
What if everything you've learned about health was false? What if you could sort fact from fiction about where health comes from? How would it affect your wellness? Join Dr. Scott Lynch of Crown Hill Chiropractic in a 6-week series that explores the myths about healing and healthcare and reveals where the power to heal truly resides. You won't want to miss this series, June, July, and August, on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES. Authenticity, choices, empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds.
The annual Enlightenment Expo will be held July 15th through 16th at the Kitsap County Fairgrounds in Bremerton. Free lectures and door prizes daily. Vendors include authors, chiropractors, educational institutes, massage, spiritual consultations, and retail. So much energy in one place, you won't want to miss this event. Visit the website at healingmoments.net. That's healingmoments.net. And don't miss our very own Dr. Pat giving a featured presentation on street smart spirituality.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And we are here Monday through Friday and many, many other places. And if you want to find out all of the times that we're on, it would be great for you to check it out on www.thedrpatshow.com and sign up for the newsletter. And then what you'll do is you'll get all of the information at the beginning of the week and special offers. But I don't do anything funky with your email. Doesn't happen. The only thing you'll get is something from the Dr. Pat Show or crust busting, but it's lots of information, special offers, and we have a special offer to you today, for you today, because we're continuing the Gift of the Day program. Today I'm with Stephanie Durham of the Inquiring Mind, and we're talking about sacred contracts and a bunch of other things. Stephanie, you were going to share with us your story, why you were in California, and how that is part of your sacred contract.
You know, one of the things that I work with, and I actually have an upcoming workshop on, but when we are attempting to determine, should I turn left, should I turn right, what should I do, all of a sudden things start to line up, and things just happen. And when they happen, go with the flow. Even if it doesn't feel so good or so comfortable, there's a message there, there's a signal there, there's a sense of direction, and we can't determine what it is until we try it. That's not to suggest that we convince ourselves to do something that another part of our body says is wrong. Pay attention to your body's responses. However, me ending up in Sacramento and then in Dallas was a total fluke.
Mm-hmm.
Total fluke that started, and in hindsight, I see it actually began back like in February. I didn't know it at the time, but this gal was talking to me about she'd just come back from visiting her adult son and his family in the Dallas area, and they work here in the Puget Sound region. And I'm like, he needs to, at the time, was looking to move out of the place that he was living. It was becoming increasingly unsafe. And they'd had another child, and they didn't have a room for all of their children. So she's sharing this story with me, and I had recalled, and of course I know about the Home Team program. I said, my God, do you hear? And so I popped it up on the website. And so she looked at it on the website, and through this particular program, you nominate people to become recipients. So I said to Laura, well, go ahead. You know, you want to nominate them, you can't get them. And she said, well, it can't hurt anything, can it? I said, I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So she filled out the nomination.
Okay. Well, so, yeah, so you have to nominate someone to be part of the Home Team program.
Right, and evidently people nominate themselves as well, so
right.
It isn't limited.
Mm-hmm.
However, so that was on a Monday. That was on a Monday evening. She must have done it in the next couple of days. And I'm like, wow, you know, I wonder if I can help them, because just in case the Home Team thing doesn't come through, I think I'll do a little research on the internet and see what's up down there. Well, I came across a foreclosure that the VA had that was in their simultaneous bid period. And what that means is that when a property is foreclosed upon, certain, depending upon who forecloses on the property, they actually bid it out. And it was in this bid process. But, you know, it's like, okay, well, I don't know anything about Texas. I don't know anything about... The last time I was in Dallas, I was knee-high to a belly washer, as they would say down there. And so I didn't have any idea what's up. So I found these couple of things on the internet. Well, as it turned out, this gal, Laura Reynolds, who was the person who nominated her son, knew a real estate agent down there. And so she gave me Karen's phone number, and I called her. I said, hey, Karen, hi, I'm so-and-so and such-and-such. Can you go by and take a look at these properties? So she did. And she said one of the three of them was pretty good. And I said, man, you know, this is going awful fast. I don't know what to do. I really have a problem getting involved in a property long distance and haven't even looked at it. And I said, can we get like an inspection report or something? And so she said, well, I don't know. Let me make a phone call. Now, this was on Wednesday. Yeah, this was on Wednesday. Thursday morning, she calls me and says she has a home inspection scheduled for 2 o'clock that afternoon.
Wow.
And I said, well, you know, and the bid period up is the following Monday. Okay? So by 8:30 that evening, I had received via email the inspection report from this company. There was absolutely nothing major
right.
that needed to be done to the home. So I had to make a decision. Well, shall I go look at it or send a, you know, I still don't have a clue what Home Team's going to do. They don't even know about this at the time. And I don't have a clue what I'm doing except that I need to go. So I went down on a Saturday, got into town late. Sunday morning, met the real estate agent at the property at 10 o'clock. She showed me that property first. And I said, well, should we go look at the, she said, should we go look at the other two? And I said, well, I don't think so. Why waste everybody's time? This will be just fine. It's in their price range. I had spoken with the mom about, or the grandma about, you know, what they could afford and those kinds of things. And because that's one of the industries that I come from, it was pretty easy for me to get the information gathered up and to make it a generic, you know, outline of, yes, they could be able to afford mm-hmm. it. So we go to a little restaurant there on the corner, and while we're having some nachos and a cup of iced tea, she's writing up a purchase and sale agreement. Now, it has to be submitted to VA by Monday. The gal who is the real estate agent for the VA wasn't in the office. She took that purchase and sale agreement by her house and dropped it off mm-hmm. so that it would be received in time. Now, in the meanwhile, this all happened within a week, so we have a house under contract, or I have a house under contract, but I don't certainly want to buy a house in Texas,
right.
Okay? And I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Well, the worst I could do is lose the earnest money, you know, if things didn't come together. And as it turned out, that particular house, Home Team did accept them.
Oh, okay.
End of the program.
Wow.
They have a questionnaire and a process they go through. I don't quite understand all of it at this point. And it ended up being the home that they received when I was in Dallas last week.
So they received the home, and then you work with them in a number of different ways.
The coaching, how to buy a home, first-time homeowners. People are scared to death. They don't have a clue. It's like the people that I have dealt with who want to start their own business and don't know where to begin.
Right.
It's the same way when you go to buy a house. It is amazing to me how many people don't believe they can afford one. But I coach them through that process. And it's personal. Anyone who attempts to manage through coaching or mentoring their professional life, independently of their personal life, is going to find a conflict. And when I work with people, there's always areas where they come and they cross over.
Right.
So I'm involved because I'm working on a coaching contract with this entity, yet this house just fell into place. Now, I could not have planned that any better. Spirit's hand was in it.
Yeah.
And I followed my gut.
Mm.
I ended up flying. Now, couldn't get a flight out. I had air miles. Two people went round trip on 24 hours notice for $20 because I had air miles.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it all just
fell into
together.
Place. Yeah.
It fell together.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to take a step. I had to, like, creak the door open.
Make the phone call.
Make the phone call. Start doing the work. And all of a sudden, everything lined up. And last week, when I was in Dallas, they received that home.
So part of your sacred contract, really, unbeknownst to you.
I didn't have a clue.
Right. So, you know, in what you're talking about, which is so amazing for me, is that most people don't even understand that they have a sacred contract, nor, I'll speak for myself, you know, when I get to that place where I have to make a decision about whether I'm going to pry open that door a little bit further,
uh-huh.
you know, it's if you have information about sacred contracts, then you have a framework to put things in, to say, oh, isn't this interesting?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's okay not to know where it's going to go because you had no idea.
No, you have to. What I was choosing to do was to remain aware and
right.
pay attention. And every day of our lives, there is an opportunity to move into or away from a contract. The contract itself has been set.
Okay.
And I would come in contact with someone in some fashion. You would, Benny would, anyone else. You're going to meet someone on the street. How do you choose to react?
Mm.
It's not as if we can manifest something to occur that is part of our sacred contracts. That's going to happen.
So when you do the workshop, and by the way, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm here with Stephanie Durham of the Inquiring Mind, and one of her areas of expertise is working with people and really defining and enhancing the sacred contract. So your workshop is July 15th.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and that, let me just tell you, it's at Barclays Training Center, which is really beautiful, and that's for one day, and in the workshop, people are going to be able to get a sense of and find out more about how they can understand contracts.
Recognizing them, what to do with them, how I can take it out into the world without, like, abandoning everything about my life and moving forward. Practice. What do I call myself? It's an awesome, fun-filled day on how to figure all that out.
Okay, so when we come back from break, we will talk more about it, and you will let people know.
I will.
About the special offer that we have. We're going to take phone calls?
Sure, if you'd like to. Absolutely.
Okay, phone calls right now. We'll have a little reading. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527.
Or toll-free Western Washington only, 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569.
I'm plugged in, so send your email to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. We'll be right back. Just looking for something.
NCD, a new oral detoxification product that reduces the effects of environmental toxicity and can help millions across the globe. Natural Cellular Defense is an effective oral detoxifier, a tool in the fight against toxicity. Join our Copious Health team to raise awareness about environmental toxicity and this safe new product. Go to copioushealth.com or call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. 6596 copioushealth.com.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to take the worry out of it and work with a professional from RE/MAX Champions. After all, RE/MAX sells more real estate than any other. Serving all of Western Washington, RE/MAX Champions alone sold over $100 million this past year. Call Dennis Sikowski at 888-62-DREAM. That's 888-62-DREAM. For a friendly, candid, and professional conversation about your real estate needs.
What's baffling the medical community? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn about reconnective healing, a powerful new form of healing using frequencies brought onto the planet and taught by Dr. Eric Pearl, author of The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Dr. Pearl will teach this work June 9th through the 11th at the Seattle Center. You too can master this extraordinary work. Call 1-888-ERIC-PEARL. That's 1-888-374-2732 to reserve your space today.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind, and you're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. Get clear on your sacred contracts and the cards you hold in life. Listen Fridays at 8 a.m. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out our website, inqmind.com.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
June is busting out all over, and so is the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Now, live coast to coast, we are thrilled to be announcing all of the ways that you can join our thriving community of listeners. Whether you are a daytime listener, drive time listener, or internet listener, there is something here for everyone. Our new website has 24/7 listening, podcasts, podcasting, live Thrive Chat, and the latest on national and local events. Oh, and don't forget our library of resources to connect you with products and services that support positive change, honors the dignity of the human spirit, and is committed to healing the planet. For more information and to listen online, go to www.drpatworldwide.com. That's www.drpatworldwide.com and tap in to your unlimited possibilities.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Go, Annie. You tell him, girlfriend. Annie Lennox. You know, should I admit this?
Well, first, let me say,
let me say you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to drive by. No, thrive by.
Driving by.
I got you, honey. Annie Lennox, Eurythmics, love them. Mm-hmm. Groupie, raise your hand.
Really? Do tell quickly. 30 seconds. Go.
Isn't that something?
Oh.
You know what? There are some musicians, and having been a music and art major as a youngster, just been really drawn. And you know what it's like, Stephanie. You know what it's like when you're there's something that hits you and touches you. May not be the Eurythmics, but you know it because you feel it. I mean, you feel sort of drawn to something.
And don't have a clue why. Wake up in the middle of the night with an epiphany and decide to make a movie.
That's what it is. That's right. Exactly. But anyway, Stephanie's here. I want to make sure that we talk about your workshop. Why don't we do that, and then we'll go to the phones.
All righty. First of all, our website is www.inqmind.com. We have a workshop section on there, and along with the other services that we offer. The workshop coming up on July 15 is an all-day workshop where stories such as the one I shared with you earlier, we can offer insight into current situations that you're trying to understand. It's very personalized for everyone. Space is limited. It's an all-day workshop. $89 on the pre-registration rate. And today only...
That's it.
Today only?
Today, Dr. Pat Shoppers.
We'll give you a 2-for-1. 2-for-1 people registered. And so that means the two of you, you and a friend, would have the ability to attend this workshop for, well, what would that be? Than $45.
Yeah.
Plus the few pennies.
Is it
$44.50? I think that's the number.
Benny, help us out here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
it's
you can't do the math. I'm laughing because you said
attention,
Dr. Pat Shoppers.
Attention, Dr. Pat Shoppers.
And I can imagine her doing that on the overhead.
I know.
Here's
the blue light special.
I am, totally.
Oh, gosh.
You know, that was my job, like at 19 years old. But this is great. This is a wonderful offer. You're not going to want to miss it.
Now,
and believe me, it's only one day.
And so here's what up about it.
Yeah,
it isn't
up.
A two people that we register for $45 or less. It's one person, and you pick your guest.
Yeah.
To attend with you that day.
Right.
Okay. And I have really exciting news. We are finally set up to take Visa and MasterCard.
Very good. So here you go. Saturday, July 15th, 9 to 5 at the Barclays Training Center. And the workshop goes for, the pre-registration is $89. But for Dr. Pat listeners, you got this? For today, and is it just for today or can it be for the weekend?
You always ask me that.
I know, because it's always Friday.
I like Friday.
I know. People are at work too. And sometimes
it takes... Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, you hear that, Pat? I mean, like my Pat in the office. Okay. You hear that, Pat?
Okay. So, and Bobby, my Bobby, do you hear that? For the evil?
Do I have anybody? Not yet, honey, but I will.
Honey, you have us.
Aww.
Yeah, you got the two for here.
That's
okay.
Right.
So you've got this weekend.
I'm already saving.
Because you've got this weekend, and I know that you want to get, like, hooked up with your friends and check it out and all of that. So only for this weekend, it's a two for one. And, Stephanie, how do people do this?
There's a registration online. There is the PDF version of what the workshop covers. There is a register for workshop click link right there below the description. And we do not take Visa, MasterCard on the internet at this point. It's a call-in and or communication with a gal in my office whose name is also Pat.
Okay, so this is very, very easy to do. What you do is you go to www.inqmind.com, inqmind.com. You're going to have to click on the enhancements section. And
because there's nothing wrong with anybody, you see.
That's right.
We just enhance who we are.
Right, and then you just scroll down and you sign up. Now, for those people that, and we have people that are not hooked up to the internet that may want to attend.
Okay, our number in Western Washington, toll-free, 866-461-6463. Or our local area number is 425-334-7900. And you will want to speak with a lady named Pat in my office.
That's right. There you go. So we'll
Either or. We'll
mention it again. You'll have lots of information. Thank you, Stephanie Durham.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's a deal. That's a deal. Stephanie's workshops are awesome. Ask anyone. They will tell you. And you are going to get a ton of information about who you are. But let's go to the phone because we've got someone waiting to find out.
We do.
We do.
She'd love to have a reading.
All right. Who do we have?
Let's go with Alita.
Hi, Alita. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. B and Stephanie.
Oh,
Annie.
Hello,
Alita. Annie.
Oh, break it down for us, Alita. Yeah.
Let's go.
She right.
Mr. B, yeah. Dr. P, tune in.
You gotta
in.
See these Stephanie. Guys. Even hanging
Mr.
their hands
B.
in the air.
Yeah. Playing in the background. A girlfriend and... Okay, we're going to get
All
off
right.
on this.
Yeah, give them an inch, they take a mile.
I know, you poor thing. You've been on hold and everything. I'm quiet. I'm waiting, you know, for us to have the floor.
I'm not. I love this.
This is great. Well, thank you.
You like this.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
What? Hi, Alita.
Hi.
It is Alita?
It's Alita, but sometimes people call me Lita, so, you know. Either.
Okay. What is it that you'd like some information? What area? What are you interested in?
Okay. How about my boys? My children.
What about them?
Oh. Gosh. I should have formulated this one.
That's okay.
Really
I can
like
get it out of you.
I would really like to get going. Actually, I have been getting going, and I'm looking at it right now. I'm writing a book that's been coming out of me slowly but surely for years. And there's some real, it's conflict because the boys have been homeschooled this year, and I've got to have some clarity about not having them homeschooled next year. I want to have some sense of what the best place for them to be and how to move forward with both parts of what I really feel must be my sacred contracts, because one is, of course, as their mama, and one is, of course, to put out what I have to give in other ways to the world. To anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it's staying with you like that, then most likely it is.
Oh, it's...
The card that came up before you shared the story was the addict, but it was stuck to the shapeshifter. So,
how does that happen?
To me, I don't know. God works in mysterious ways. What can I say?
That's interesting.
Alita, when you're speaking, and especially when you started talking about the conflict that you may feel between being a mother, a homeschool mother, which is a teacher, and also to write this book, which is an expression that obviously is necessary for the world. When the addict comes up, it's a word of caution. The addict archetype. If two's good, three's better, sort of a thing. And they become so engrossed in what they are doing that they lose sight of all else that's around them. So there's a sense of balance there that truly you're trying to figure out how to get to. And when the shapeshifter comes up, the shapeshifter, literally, today, you know, try it on like this. So I'm in conversation with somebody this morning, and they were asking me a question, and I literally said out loud, oh, no, wait a minute, who am I? Oh, let me switch hats. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see? And so by taking that little step, it will keep you grounded into the purpose in both places. And the shapeshifter will help keep you out of an obsessive, compulsive, energy-draining sense of direction that you're looking for to come out of. Does that make sense? Hello?
Some. I do this thing. I think on the radio, right? And you got to be talking while thinking here.
No, that's okay. I do the thinking thing, too.
I just heard...
But you hum when you do it, Pat. It's nice. I feel like I've already been doing that, but you know, this is...
Well, then you're getting there.
Okay.
Then there's nothing wrong. See, if it's in you, it's like I was talking earlier about it being a sacred contract. If it's in you, it's all working. And oftentimes people will have a tendency to pay attention to what gets in their way more than they pay attention to what is going well. So go with the flow then. You know?
I do know.
Okay. You don't want to send your kids to public school, do you?
It depends on where we are. And that's another part of it, is that there might be a move involved. It depends on where we are.
That's
and
why...
we're actually going to look at a private school this morning for my youngest child, who is none too thrilled about looking at it. And that's part of what's going on, is my sense of, you know, I know he really needs this. I know he really needs it. And I know I really need it. And,
Well, how old is he?
He's 8.
Well, 8 is, it's 8's a good age for him to become socially integrated.
Oh, yeah. He was at school last year, and this year the experiment worked pretty well for my older child, but he knows he's done. And for my younger child, he really missed.
You can be a guide. You can be a guide for them, Alita. If you have additional information, you can email me at info@inqmind.com. We need to take a break, and so I don't want to leave you hanging.
Oh, so hold on a minute. We'll finish this up when we come back, Alita.
Okay, then stay on.
All right, we'll take a short break here at the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Spirit Journal is a publication dedicated to informing, inspiring, uplifting, and amusing you, our readers. Within its pages, you will find articles and resources that make you think, feel, question, and sometimes chuckle. New Spirit Journal provides a forum for living, growing, and learning. Our writers and advertisers have something to share with the rest of the community and are as diverse as the community itself. They are regular people just like you. At New Spirit, we see every day as a new adventure. New Spirit Journal is available at 425 locations from Bellingham to Olympia and the East Side. Get your copy today and have yourself an adventure, or visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. Again, that's newspiritjournal.com.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion, or a just plain tired feeling, take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Within each of us is a call to greater life. Now, Mary Manon Morrissey, minister, author, and teacher, helps you discover your own greater life in a brand new interactive radio show. Introducing Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Life Solutions Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m., part of the Dr. Pat family.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul, but right now I want to tell you that you've got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show, because she is so kind and generous that she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhanson.com, and if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex, so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The right stuff out there. Don't you ever think that you don't. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm here with my segment host today, Stephanie Durham. And let me just say this. For those of you that are out there and you're thinking, she's talking about traveling. No. Stephanie is back. She is going to stay with us. She will be with us for the, at least the next 3 months. And we are figuring out how to way that she can plug in anywhere. Anywhere there is a phone. So we've got a caller. Let's go to the phones. I think you said it was Joni.
Yes, we have Joni calling all the way from Idaho.
Hi, Joni. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello, Joni. What can I help you with today?
I'm trying to make a decision on making a pretty major move and leaving my job. And there's a lot of health issues that are associated with it. And I'm just having a hard time making a decision.
About whether or not to move?
Yeah.
Does moving mean that you'll be leaving your job?
Yes.
And is the position that you're in right now one that helps people?
In an indirect way. It's in the motel industry, you know, and I manage a motel. So, and I've done it for about 8 years.
And when you consider the option for you to move, what is it about you? What is it that is drawing you to move?
I think being closer to my children, but it would involve leaving my older parents. And I guess just making a decision that, you know, we're going to do it, you know, I'm just going to leave. Right now, my husband is on a job site, and so we're only together maybe every other weekend or on the weekends, and it just doesn't feel right anymore.
So this is more than just moving jobs. This is a great, big, huge move.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you move, you'll be leaving your parents as well.
Right. We had moved into that area so that we could be closer because they are elderly. And we're at our jobs so much that we don't have any opportunity to help them or do anything. So
yeah. You know, Joni, I'll give you my initial sense. However, and I want you to know, along with anyone else that's listening, I don't make decisions for people.
Right.
And sometimes any input that I have to offer is going to appear a little bit vague because it's not my place nor my goal to own anyone's choices or opportunities.
Right.
But as this relates to your sacred contract, we all agree to come in contact with certain things in this lifetime for the benefit of the evolution of our soul. And so you are in this relationship with your husband, you're in this relationship with your parents, and you are in this relationship with your children at this point in time, which may have been the result of a sacred contract. But even today, as we are sitting here, you have another opportunity to go one way or the other. What does your gut tell you to do?
It I guess probably just take the leap of faith and do it. And leave.
And how does your heart feel when that happens?
Very torn. But I'm torn with, you know, my grandchildren being in one place and me being in another, and yet I'm torn with my, you know, with my parents.
Right. And so there is a Samaritan energy around you, so you're a caregiver of sorts. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you are in the process of exorcising a part of your life that no longer serves you. And the place that you go from there is what will benefit in you, I guess, in the long run. And then the impact that you have with these other people are part of your contracts. And it is difficult. And that's another thing I want everyone to hear as I'm talking with Joni. Just because we have a sacred contract does not mean that it is pain-free. Part of our growth in life involves pain. Now, whether or not we choose to stay miserable over something is something totally different. And, you know, one of the things that helps is making a pros and cons list. You can also contact me offline if you want via the email, and I might be able to offer you some additional feedback.
Okay.
But I don't want to take the time here to do that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate what you've given me.
Well, thank you. And also, I think, Stephanie, do we have your contact information? We can do it via...
info@inqmind.com.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
And I'll give you some additional feedback that I got that I prefer doing offline.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Wow. You know, Stephanie, great. And I really so appreciate how much time you take with folks that call in. I know that our listeners absolutely adore you and adore what we do together. And I'm really thrilled and honored that you will be coming back and we'll be able to, you know, just have so much fun.
Yeah, I know. Like, it'll be cool that no matter where I am, I mean, if I'm not like in the room, that I'm still on and I can talk with everybody. I love it.
Isn't that fun? Now, what we're thinking about for the next couple of segments is Stephanie is actually going to be doing, or hopefully going to be doing, some live coaching. So you will hear her with another individual, and we will take you through what it's like to really, really help people, show people the work that you do, how profound and magnificent it is.
I will be coming to you live from Chicago area next Friday.
That's right. Now, let's just make sure, again, we tell people about the special offer for the workshop.
Two for one. www.inqmind.com. Click on the enhancements page. Click on the workshop information. And if you'd like to register, register you and yourself. 2 for 1 all weekend. Or 1-866-461-6463.
Okay, so we're talking about sacred contracts today. We're talking about many things, and the work that you will do in the workshop will help you really get clear to see what the vision is, to really understand what a sacred contract means to you personally, right?
Very personalized, very individualized.
Yeah. So this is
isn't like a, you know, you got to go in and bare your soul kind of deal.
No.
I don't want people to think that. That is totally all of the people and all of the attendees of the workshops are totally in control of where they go.
That's right. But the thing that I really want to make clear, it's unlike other workshops. It's unlike them in the sense that you're going to get information about you. It's not, you know, all standing up, talking head. This is very focused about helping you understand your life's journey.
Very experiential. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is great. Stephanie, it's really great to have you back. Really
Thank
wonderful
you
to
so
have you
much.
Back. And Benny, good show. Good job on the buttons today.
Thank you very much. I pushed them well and turned the knobs just right.
All right. Now, what we want to let you know is I will be back on air, back on here in this studio with a gang of people tonight.
A gaggle?
A gaggle.
We had a gaggle in Dallas.
That's it. We're going to have a gaggle here tonight at 5. It's Ava's birthday, and I am filling in for her so she can celebrate. And tonight's show on Finding Your Music right here at 5 is going to be with celebrating all of the interns that have come from the Seattle Institute that have helped support the Dr. Pat Show. So we're going to be bringing them in. They're going to share their music. They're going to tell their stories. And I'm going to delight you with what it means to be an independent artist. This is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat.
Hi, Stephanie Durham here.
Hey, and producer Benny.
All right, we'll see you tonight. And if not tonight, we'll be right back at you next week. Have a great one.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.